And welcome to a new episode of La Joteria Podcast. Today's episode is going to be about Pose on Netflix. If you're unfamiliar with Pose, Pose is a show that takes place, I believe, in the late 80s, early 90s. It's a show about drag culture, ballroom culture. I say drag because I feel like it's kind of the origin of where drag developed. But it is ballroom culture primarily. There are about four main characters the show revolves around. And it's been now about, maybe I want to say like a year since I started watching it. And I think that it's like the best thing to happen to Netflix. I get really bored on Netflix because nothing is relatable. Everything is primarily cis, hetero, you know the deal. But what I appreciate about Pose is that it's primarily people of color. It's black women. The lead characters are trans. They're not side characters. They're not, their stories are not sub to the plot or anything. They're the forefront, and I really like that. So my favorite character is played by India Moore. Her name is Angel in the show. And I really, really connect with that character in many ways. And I think that if you are looking for something that is relevant or reflective of culture, that is queer, gay, and intersectional, I highly recommend the show. It is now on its third season, I believe, but due to the corona, I think that their filming schedule might be delayed. But season two is now on Netflix, so I would watch season one and two if, you know, you want to be ready for season three. I've thought about learning more about ballroom culture because I've seen Paris is Burning, a documentary on ballroom culture. But I want to dive deeper into the people who created it, and I am wondering if any of them are still alive. The show does talk a lot about, I guess this would be a trigger warning. If you've lost anybody or you yourself have struggled with HIV or AIDS in a way where it hasn't been represented well, because I feel like my knowledge as a kid of HIV and AIDS was very, I would say that it wasn't made by people who wanted to represent it in a careful and caring way. But this show does, it's awesome. It talks about, you know, the rise of HIV infections in New York, specifically in Black and Latinx neighborhood, and the way that it impacted the community and people's lives. So that, I think the show does a really good job at that. But if you're someone who is currently struggling with stigmas, or you yourself are newly diagnosed or have someone in your life that has passed from HIV or AIDS, I would say that I definitely would still watch, but it is triggering, I feel. And I think that the brilliance of the show is that it has multi dimensions. It's about, you know, like joy and romance and wanting something more for yourself than both in your own individual self, wanting something more for yourself as an individual, but also wanting more for your community. And I think that's a big point of interest to me and why I continue to watch it. It is created by Ryan Murphy. Ryan Murphy is somebody in Hollywood who is, I would say he's my favorite right now, because a lot of the things that he's worked on I connect with, and I think that media is very important towards culture and opening up culture to, you know, grander experiences and views than just this like small hole of like white people, and like, this is the only lens we get to see the world through, and it's bullshit. And I really like how he is as a director and producer and a creator. So I would say that if you've seen any of Ryan Murphy's other projects, then you know that it's gonna be good. What else? I guess I would just recommend the show because it also talks about romance while being trans and wanting to have relationships that are still very, very taboo to society, which is interesting because this show takes place like almost 30 years ago or more, and a lot of it is still the same. There's still a lot of transphobia, a lot of men who want to be with trans people but are still very hesitant due to our homophobic and transphobic society. But I really, no spoilers, but I really connect with the relationship Angel has with someone in the show, and I think it's very realistic as to what it feels like to want to be with somebody who is coming into their identity, and I think that it's architectured really well. And I think that's what hooked me to the show, is that I hadn't seen something like that on TV or film before, or anything, any media, other than, I wouldn't even say Tangerine. I think Tangerine was a film. It was a great film, but I felt like, I don't know, it was still a lens. Like, even though I feel like I see what the point of the film was trying to capture, I still felt like there was a lens of transphobia and homophobia in some areas. And not to say that I want like this cookie cutter like perfect example of what trans and non-binary life feels like, but I feel that Pose does a better way of having dialogue, and I think that's really important. And what we watch is dialogue, and to learn more about where people's ideas are created and how they impact the everyday watcher. I think it's really beautiful to watch the show be now on its third season. I think that says a lot about society as a whole and budgeting and money, because I feel like we need more shows like that. We need more representation in media and Hollywood and what pop culture is, because I feel like it feeds the masses. It gives the masses more of an insight of what it's like to be queer and of color. I also am making this episode because I want to highlight the importance of today and from what happened with the Supreme Court. I think that it's fucking amazing that now queer people, trans people, everybody who falls under the LGBTQ community is now protected in the workspace. I cannot believe that it took this long for that to be our reality. I think that is huge for our future. I think it says a lot about where we've been in this country and the effort and the amount of struggle that people have put for this to be a reality. And it just gives me a lot of hope, because at this point in time, I think hope is something that has been tarnished. And I feel that it gives me hope to come into my full adulthood, because I'm 29 and I feel like I'm still a child, but it gives me hope for the rest of my life that I, even if it's a small grain, and even if, you know, like, I just feel like it's such a shift, and I know that it's a shift that has not happened overnight. And I just want to appreciate all the older generation in the queer community that have fought for our rights and have fought for our realities to be seen and to be respected and to be celebrated. I know a lot of people in and out, you know, of the system that are trying to shift things. And I myself, I feel, have been one of those persons. So I'm really happy. I feel like joy is something that is not only like, I feel like I'm looking at joy now differently because of everything that's happened. And it's almost a way of survival. You know, we have to keep our spirit alive. We have to keep joy alive. It's what's gotten us through the worst times in this country. And I just want to say that I want to give everybody a hug who's listening. And today's a great day. And I wanted to share that. I wanted to share joy. So check out season 3 when it comes out. If you're in quarantine and you don't know what to watch, or you're tired of white street people or Mexican street people or wherever, Chinese street people, you want to find something more reflective of yourself, I would highly recommend Pose. So I will come back to talk about season 3. I don't want to give any spoilers. I wanted to do a recap of the episodes, but I feel that would kind of spoil it. So have a great night and fight on.